Welcome to the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.
Welcome once again for our session, which is the continuation from Monday's science lesson. I'm John Liu from the Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development, who will be your science teacher for the next 30 minutes. Before we continue with our lesson, may I ask you to have your pens or pencils, books ready for note-taking. Additionally, if you have a recording device, it might be a good idea to make a record of our session. Before going further into the instructions, I would like to stress the three key questions which I have mentioned in the last session. Namely, how do organisms interact with the environment? Why do organisms interact with the environment? What are the effects of these interactions in the ecosystem? These are very important key questions that should guide you. And by following the instructions in this activity, you should get some findings for your investigation and report writing. Now, let us start by setting our goal for this session. Please get your pen, pencil, and write it down in your notebook. The goal is, at the end of this session or this activity, you are going to write or prepare an environmental assessment report on your local ecosystem. That's our goal. The task outline are as follows. This task is proposed to be carried out over 4 days. And it involves research, observation, investigation, data collection, communication, collaboration, creativity, and critical thinking. In terms of assessments, formative assessments approaches were suggested. This is for you to monitor your own learning. You will be given samples of rubric, or even you can develop your own rubric just by looking at the key learning outcomes which I did mention in the previous lesson. Think, pair, share is very important in critical discussions. And then KWL chart. K stands for what do you know already about this topic? W, what do you want to know about this topic? L, what did you learn about this topic? This is very important for self-reflection, to check how much you have known already about the topic. At the end of this session, I will be also reading you the key questions that you need to answer as a follow-up to the activities in your investigation. Now, as part of our inquiry-based learning approach, you will be required to do a research and make your summary notes based on the following keywords, which I will be going through shortly. But before doing so, it is very important that you do what they call a pre-assessment using the KWL chart. What do you know already about this topic? What do we want to know? And what did you learn about this topic? Okay, we want to get your prior knowledge, your initial knowledge about the topic. Now, after you completed that activity, then you can proceed on with your research. And the key terms are as follows. Ecosystem, habitat, adaptations, producers, consumers, herbivores, carnivores, omnivores, decomposers, preys, predators, food chain, food web, interdependence, and competition. Now, please listen very carefully, as I am now about to go through the steps for this activity.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
As I've mentioned, it is planned for 4 days. Day one, behavioral management. It is very important that you must respect nature, both living and non-living things. So therefore, do not disturb the organisms in their habitats. You will be observing organisms, and they are staying in their habitats. Do not disturb them. Respect them. First thing that you need to do, okay, you need to seek permission for the use of the area of study from the village elders or leaders. Also seek guidance and clarifications of any restricted or no-go zones. Remember, though the ecosystems are within our homes, we also have some restrictions. There are some people who actually own those areas. So please get permission. My advice to parents, please assist your child to make this process happen. Conduct a briefing with the leaders on the purpose and the benefits of your study to the community. It's important that you know. Work with the leaders to agree on an awareness program to each household in the village. Provide agreed schedule to each household to avoid crowdedness during this period of COVID time. Identify and mark 2 local ecosystem areas that you are going to conduct your study. Examples: garden, freshwater, rainforest, plantation, beach, or reef. Day 2. The actual conducting of the study. First, find a location where you can walk without being disturbed. This is where you're going to do your observation in order to complete your journal, nature journal activity entries. Start your observation by drawing or sketching the area you are doing your study. Observe both living things and non-living things in that area. Make a T-chart and label one side living things and non-living things on the other side. And then write the names in the correct columns under living or non-living things. Observe and write down any living and living things interactions or living and non-living things interactions. Example: you might see a bear drinking water, or a caterpillar chewing leaves, or a person brushing in the coconut plantation. Observe for any feeding activities in the ecosystems you study. Write down what eats what, which organism feeds on which organism. Then make a simple food chain using these organisms you have observed. Draw and label 2 animals and 2 plants in each of the ecosystems you have studied. That is 2 animals and 2 plants for ecosystem 1. You do the same thing for ecosystem 2. If you don't know the names of the organisms, then just use letters A, B, C for the unknown. If you do know the names, then write their common names. Identify and make notes of any adaptation that helps the organisms to survive in its habitat. Draw an organism observation table consists of 3 columns. The first column, organism. The second column, adaptation. The third column, diagram. Write down any positive and negative human activities in the ecosystem. you study. Present your work in your nature journals or diary book. Use tables and diagrams to present your findings. Remember, you will make a presentation to the community. A sample ecosystem observation data sheet will be provided to guide you. As part of the creativity, you need to develop these tables on your own. However, exemplars or samples will be provided through soft copies or and hard copies in those learning metros that we are going to distribute later. Conduct a self and peer assessment, meaning you self-assess, you assess yourself first, you evaluate yourself first, and then you give your work to another person to do the same thing, to assess your work. Think peer share of your work. You think about the questions, the lead-up questions from, or the follow-up questions from this activity, and you share it with another partner or a friend. Find another form 3, 5, 6, or parents or teachers in or around your community for this activity. Write down your discussion notes in your journals or diary book. Day 3, awareness. Draw an awareness plan. Presentation of study findings to each household to avoid large crowd gathering. Remember, social distancing during this COVID period. Discuss ways of how you are going to protect the environment. Make notes of their suggestions or strategies in your journals and diary. Prepare a summary of the suggestions or solutions, strategies for your discussion with the community leaders or elders. Day 4, the development of conservation action plan for the community. Work with the community leaders to develop a conservation action plan or an implementation plan to address the negative human activities you have observed in your area of study. Form a task force committee and delegate responsibilities for the implementation of the plan. In other words, the action plan. Develop your implementation program. Work with your communities. And that is why we have emphasized collaboration. The finalization of the implementation program and the plan. And then socialization of the action plan or the implementation plan or program to the community. For this task, as I've mentioned earlier, that you will be doing or will be assessing your work, piece of work, using formative assessment approaches, self and peer assessment, using of rubrics to monitor your own learning, think peer share to monitor your own understanding of the concepts or questions, or for critical discussions with your friends, families, or your partner. In terms of demonstrating your work, you can use the type of the style of learning that you prefer. If you want to present it using visual, audio, or reading it and recording it, or writing, or maybe you create a role play, you can do so. But make sure you put all the entries or all the learning experiences, activities in your diary book or your journal book. Besides, we also have the questions, follow-up questions from the activity. And I will be going through those questions now. The first question, when you actually did your investigation or observation, what data was easiest to collect? Question 2, what data was the hardest to collect? 3, Compare the plant and animal life you found in its ecosystem. Why do you think there are differences in those two ecosystems? Think about the interaction between living and the non-living things. 4. What data results did you find interesting? 5. Use the organisms you have observed to draw a diagram of a food chain in each of the ecosystems you have studied. Label your diagram using their names and draw arrows to show the flow of energy. Remember, you have to correctly put the arrows in the right direction. Due to continuous negative human activities, you have noted that a plant in a food chain that you observe or you're going to draw, and it seems that it is the main source of vitamins, but it's currently under great threat, and therefore it is unable to sustain the population in your community. Now, what will happen should there be an outbreak of COVID-19 in your community if this vitamin source is no longer there? Describe two things about the two ecosystems you have studied, such as the types of plants, animals, and weather conditions. Remember, these conditions, they do influence the life of an organism in its habitat and how it can adapt to survive depends entirely on its adaptive features. What are some threats that you see it's happening to your ecosystem? Suggest some ways you can protect your ecosystem based on those negative or human activities, negative activities. How are you going to make sure that your environment or your ecosystem is protected? Now, after answering all these questions, I would like you to do a self-reflection. This is important to monitor your own learning on this topic.
This is the Student Continuity Learning Program, a radio learning series for students made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development, MERD.
In the beginning, you have used the KWL chart by looking at the key terms. Okay? Before you actually do the research, I was asking you to do that as part of the pre-assessment. Now, when you completed the questions, once again, it is very important that you monitor how much did you know already about this topic. And how are you going to do that? For self-reflection? You can do this KW chart again. What did you think you know about this topic? How do you want, or what do you want, sorry, to know about this topic? And what did you learn about this topic? So these are the very important questions, or the follow-up questions, that you should answer after you have done your investigation. Therefore, to conclude, now should you wish to get the soft copies of these materials, please contact our communication officer, Mr. Tongowa Tabe, on phone 28803 or 28804. Repeat again, 28803 or 28804. Email TABE at med, M-E-H, rd.gov.sb. I repeat, capital T, ABE, small letters or lowercase, at med, small letters, mehrd.gov.sb. Or you can contact me, John Liliu, phone 28803 or 28804, email jliliu@mehrd.gov.sb. So those are the contact addresses or phone numbers that you can use if you want the soft copies of these metros. Now, I will be also sending the samples or the exemplars for you, both parents and also students, which you can use for guide. Okay, so without going any further, I would like to take this opportunity once again to thank you for your time you spend with me. Any queries regarding our programs, please do not hesitate to call us through the contacts which I have just read. So with that, thank you very much, and may God bless you all. Thank you.
That has been the Student Continuity Learning Program, an educational learning series for students designed and made possible by the Ministry of Education and Human Resources Development of Solomon Islands.